Yes, Sarah, the people liked your selection of music. It was all new to them, so last Saturday they liked the 6 or 7 songs I played. Okay, Ion, guess we should be very get to work right away. Okay, Ginny, you got questions or Greg? Hello, Ion. Glad to have you back.
Good to be had.
Yes. Lots of neat things happening.
Oh, do tell.
Bank of England's defunct. That's it.
Yeah, that's no big news. That's no big
Okay, go ahead, Ginny or Greg, or are you there? You're not there. Okay.
Roll on.
What?
We aren't happier either, so we aren't happier either, so it's okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on.
Oh, hey. How are ya?
Okay.
Hey, darling.
Hey. Okay. So much going on. Ion, I wanted to come back to something that you said a couple weeks ago on a Tuesday night show where you said that the value of the virus, that it was going to break the human genome and allow the new sequencing to begin.
Yes.
Is that still an accurate statement?
Yeah.
Okay.
Words don't change. Circumstances shift, but words don't change. Circumstances shift because things that we say that are a point sometimes don't matter until they become later, become a thing, and then it turns into an oh shit. When we say it, it's like, oh, okay, oh, wow, by the way. Our Bert says, interesting, and he puts it away in his little peat bog for another day. So.
Okay, and so from that standpoint, basically what you said was that in order to get 144,000 double helix strands of genetic material into this physical manifestation, we had to have this number of people.
Yes.
But now that it's been proven that there is, so there's 144,000 double helix strands of genetic material in the human species, and now it's going to be concentrated into the gods.
To the ascended ones, yes.
To the ascended ones. And
that's the point. That's how you got this many people here. Because it's ridiculous. People live, people die. Okay? How do you gain or grow to this number of apes on the earth? How do you get this many? I mean, people live, they breed, they die. So how does it keep getting larger and larger and larger and larger and larger? It's to set the standard because humans have to have some way to prove that this is potentially possible. So they had to have enough, well, some call it in Alabama, they call it enough inbreeding so they can tell who the mama's cousin's brother's sister's mother was. But it's not quite that serious. What you have to do is you have to prove that there's that much capacity so that the transferase can pick it up and go, oh, okay, that's appropriate. And then it is.
So the transferase is picking it up, then what's that word when it's just in the ethers?
Oh, the polymerase.
Polymerase.
Mm-hmm.
Is picking it up. That this is an isness.
Correct.
Okay.
As opposed to
so all the people that are here now, where does their genetic material go?
Same place all genetic material. Let's see. How does it go? Asses to ashes and sluts to dust. Like that.
So it just goes into the ground?
Yeah, or back, whatever. It just used up. Because you're just borrowing these bars of bones.
Mm-hmm. Because you're in the same body eternally. You've only ever had one body.
Correct.
Okay. So you've got one body.
They're not all not as perfect as your body is, but they're close.
Okay. So you've had the one body eternally, and you've been manifesting all the expressions of that one body in the timing of eternity that's outside space-time. There is no outside. It's all happening at one time.
Don't have, it's not, it's one now. One now, yeah.
One stacked up now. So all the genetic material that is in all the humans that are in the species right now is in one big stacked up now. And all that expression, all that power is going to be concentrated into ascended gods.
Of course.
Who will live eternally.
And the ones keeping track of that are the 420 elders, because you were going to bring that up too. So the 420 elders keep this all, they keep score. They keep see how you're doing. They keep see what condition your condition is in. And that's just great. Mm-hmm.
And the 420 elders who are monitoring the human condition, and keeping score and keeping track of the whole situation. And as you ascend and they acknowledge your ascension, they are casting their crowns.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And does
just
that
like
mean
Daniel,
that they're...
Just like Daniel saw in a dream.
And is that a metaphor? Is there a literal deposit of some kind of tactile asset that's being deposited, or is it a metaphor for an acknowledgement?
Not a metaphor. Not a metaphor. With that, we all metaphors suck sooner or later. And if we can make it a metaphor, you know how much Dr. Carolyn Dean adores a good metaphor. She lives for a good metaphor. But so we could, if we could make it metaphorical, or at the very least parenthetical, we would be on that like a bad habit. But we can't this time, so it's just got to be the deal.
Okay. And the breaking down the cell mitosis and the division of all this, that's still the role of mitochondria, correct?
Yeah. It just gets
so
larger.
Nothing biologically has changed.
The throat, yes, it has. The polymerase has lengthened. Or is lengthened, let's say it this way, is lengthening. Yeah, that's the way to say it. It's lengthening. And that changes everything. And then you have the environment, is it heredity or environment? Now your environment is changing hard and quick. Now if you get an old timey Geiger counter and use it and then a new Geiger counter, the new ones are much less, suspect of radioactivity. Where the old ones got everything. The new ones, they let a lot pass because everything is turning straight up radioactive today.
And that's from a combination of factors, including 5G and all the non-native EMF that's trapped between the Earth and the ionosphere.
AL2SO4, coming to a theater near you.
Is AL2SO4 the outcome of the non-native EMF and all the radioactivity between the Earth and the ionosphere?
Legion, yes, Legion.
Legion as in I am Legion? Or as Legion said is there are many?
Both.
So AL2SO4 is the result of the non-native EMF, the electric environment, the changing environment. So it's an outcome of this environment.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, it's what you're using to prove the point of the point. It's what you're using to prove the point of the point.
Mm. And so that is, in and of itself, among other things, lengthening the polymerase, which is changing the gene transcription, which is affecting mitochondria, and which is, and the polymerase is picking up the genetic code through, what's that word? The superposition. Is it the superposition and the collapsing of the wave?
Yeah.
Wow. How cool. Okay, I like, that's very good. Thank
Hold
you.
Hold it, Jenny. Collapsing of the wave. I don't know if you caught it on the weekend. Ian said that the AL2SO4 transformation, even though the week before they said it was 75% transformed or something, they said it began lava going into the water, creating the poison gas, which is Al2SO4, at the La Palma Island a couple of days ago. That's the beginning point of this transformation you're talking about, to the degree Al2SO4 is a marker for it, for the change.
Mm. Very good. No, I did not hear that, Bob. I've been derelict in my duties.
Right.
I did not
so
hear
you
the
might
whole
ask,
thing.
Ion, maybe I make a question for you there.
Okay. Make a question. Yeah, well, the question, superposition is related to wave form and collapse. That's how you get into a conscious moment according to how the brain registers consciousness. But we're talking about the collapse.
It doesn't register consciousness. It recognizes the difference of conscious and unconscious. And even then, sometimes you're not positive or for sure. I felt like that was Greg sleeping next to me last night, but I really wasn't positive. I didn't see him, so I'm not sure, but I think that was him. Seems to me like it was him. My inside said it was GQ, you see? But the reality of that may or may not be a different differential.
Is it an accurate statement that zombies don't have an interior consciousness?
They don't, but it was Greg sleeping with you last night, so don't worry about that. That was good.
Don't worry, because he could have been a zombie. One could
have been. Could have been.
Very good.
Can't be for sure. Can't be for sure. We'll see if he digs up those bulbs or not. That's when we'll know whether or not he's made the transformation. Got to divide those bulbs, honey. You got to divide them. You got to divide them.
I know, but not in the first year, Ion.
No, second year is when you divide them. That's right. You can go every other year, but you'll find they'll be more prolific and they'll be more glorious once you divide them because you make room for them. Then you get to double your plot. You'll have to buy the neighbor's house just for the flower beds.
See, Greg, Ion agrees with me.
Mm-hmm.
We should buy the neighbor's house for the flower beds. Thank you, Ion. That is an exact endorsement of my ultimate plan for flower domination. Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you. Okay, so back to La Palma and the water volcano that's going in to
Did
the
you
water.
See the live shots? Did you see the live shots? It's getting pretty hot now.
No, sir, I did not. Where would I find
6,000. Goober Snatcher, just go to the Goober Snatcher and it says live feed for La Palma right now. It's going on right now. 6,000 houses have burned. The island is 30 soccer fields bigger from what's dumped into the ocean, and they're expecting a shear as we speak. This was a little nothing thing, and all of a sudden it blew up into a thingy thing.
Okay, and I know that Greg's been watching it, and I think he has some questions about that.
Hey, Ion. Hey, Bob.
Okay. Hey, what's up? That was you sleeping with Jenny Bell last night, just so in case you don't remember. It was you.
Praise be.
Yeah, it's good.
Very good. So
Gene reposted it. Gene reposted it for you, Jenny Bell.
What'd you say?
Gene reposted the video.
Gene reposted it.
Oh, thank you, Gene. All right, thank you, Gene.
Oh, now it says, not available. Fuck. Okay, let's do it. We'll do it this way. Shit.
Okay, before you start,
you can hear it, Rose.
It's been very radical the last few days and all across the world front.
Yes.
Half stuff I can't say what's happening, but the Bank of England is now completely defunct. So that's the end of the world economy. Now, what is this date? Well, Sunday was October 3rd. Monday was October 4th. That is the 64th anniversary of Sputnik, where, as McLuhan said, the satellite environment turned the world into an art form, and the planet and ecology has become an art form, which we are the experts on, the actual details of that art form, archetypalizing process. So the 64 years since 57 to now echoes the 64 things in the I Ching and the 64 in the genetic code. Robert Anton Wilson used to talk about 64 in the I Ching and in the genetic code. So this is the marker point, right? 64 years of a radical change caused by Sputnik has now materialized to the implications of what it means. And that's why the shearing is happening right now, which creates a tidal wave.
Wow. It's really cool. I'm watching it on YouTube through Sky News. So thank you, Ion. I haven't seen it.
It's amazing. And it keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Meanwhile, you can have somebody, Bert, can tell you how many earthquakes there's been. There's been like 600 earthquakes, just almost one after the other after the other. And that shaking should make a terra firma. And it may be a liquefaction, we don't know, but GQ's been watching it. He may have a question about that. But he's going to vomit into the sea.
So Rai returned to essence, 67, yes. 10 years after Sputnik. That was a big annihilation of the principalities and the original separateness. Now it's completed because we've had the afterimage of the principalities known as string theory and the web, the internet, all this string looping.
Oh, the theory of everything.
Yeah, the cobwebs of Rai are finished. So it's locked down.
Don't forget about Dave Worster's fucking dog, his bitch dog, and Challenger had to go down because of his bitch dog.
The Challenger went down because of Worster's $40 billion curse because they stole his dog. That was in January 86. So, anyways, we're now fully blown, lockdown Bob rule, and everybody's acting as if that's the fact now on the inner planes.
Hey, Bob, I just have to tell you as a sidebar that we saw Sarah Courtney this weekend, and she's got lockdown Bob rule on her license plate.
Oh, that's awesome. We must give her a special, have an honor. She's done a lot of good work. We'll have to bring her on and have a Sarah Courtney hour. Courtney hour. That's great. You saw her where?
She was here in town. She and Roseanne and Deb and Greg and I got together and had a little nosh.
Who's Roseanne?
Roseanne Classic. Roseanne.
Oh, Rose. Okay.
Come on, Bob.
I don't know her as Roseanne. She's Rose.
Okay, Rose. All right, very good.
Yeah, okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey,
is it spelled out like 14 letters or something?
No, it's LDBR, Lockdown Bob Rule.
Oh, so no one would know.
No, but it's a good conversation piece. People ask her what it means, and she gets to explain who Bob is. So it's quite an interesting process.
So what are the letters?
B-R.
B-R. So L is 12, D is 4.
This is going to end badly.
I'm sorry I brought it up, Ion.
7 or 9. You guys work it out. I'm sure it works out 22 or something appropriate.
6 is 8, 14, and 9 is 3, and 2 is 8, and 8 and 9 is 2.
What is it? LDBR, Bob Rule, lockdown. B42, it's got 42 in there. R is 18, and 12
and
30.
And 8.
3,
and
14, 4, 1,
and
19. Oh, it's got every number in there. It's got the whole chart. The whole chart's in that acronym. Excellent.
I'm just wondering, Ion, if you know who Bushcraft Bear is. He's the one who lives on La Palma, and he's doing all the reports.
Yes.
Okay. Do you like him?
We don't. Every time we like somebody, they die.
Okay, very good.
Well, we know where Bob stands.
Oh, we don't like Bob. Bob don't even like Bob. But Bob won't let you like him. He'll beat you off with a stick. He's got 3 acquaintances and pictures by each of their tombstones.
Funny. Very good. So, Ian, in this volcano interacting with the atmosphere, it's easy to presume that this AL2SO4 is an atmospheric modification, but what's going on with the oceans and the water? Same thing, AL2SO4 in the water?
Well, that's the gases. That's the gas. They're starting to feel in Puerto Rico and some of the other islands, the sulfuric acid is building.
Certainly. So sulfuric acid would also be manifesting itself in the oceans.
Of course. Of course.
Okay. And so presently,
take a nice briny sea and add lava to it. Mm-hmm. You see.
Right. So presently, what would be the distance that this influence of the sulfuric acid has had on the ocean so far from the island?
Mm.
You know, 100 feet, 1,000 feet, 100 miles, 1,000 miles, roughly.
Approximately 874 and a half feet.
Okay.
From La Paloma Loma. La Paloma Loma. From the bombastics.
And what would be the pH of that water right now?
11.
Big fish kill.
Do. And it'll also take the poison off the fruit that you buy at the Costco. It'll do
very
that
good. Acid washing. Acid wash your fruit. I like it.
Uh-huh. And it'll be safe because you'll wash the stuff that you can't wash off or peel off. But you do it and it'll your water that the fruit comes out of will come out looking like piss. That's the stuff that they spray on.
Very good. Well, it'll clean.
Try it.
Yeah. Yeah, so, of course I will. Very good. Okay. Well, yes, I am watching the volcano. I'm getting some good little news briefs on it. I think it's still unfolding.
It's almost like, it should have already sheared, and we should be having this as a past tense. But you know, drama queen Bob, he wants to ride it out. He wants to make sure he's the first one to post three people. Look at his damn facial book. Three people, but he wants to make sure he can post on his facial book just before it happens so he can be right on the mark and he can be the one that said it all and knew it all, that did it all, that was it all, and he caused it, and he knew that when he posted it, to the chagrin of many.
Got it. Will this shearing of that portion of the island be kind of like what we see in the glaciers calving? Is that what
you're... Calving. Yes, exactly like that. Only this is going to be with an earthquake and a smack, which is going to cause the tectonics to move or to open. Do you know what that means? There's a flume.
Move or open as in a split, a fissure?
Yes. There's a flume that already runs to Hudson Bay into New York City up to Battery Park. You ever heard us say the words here at the wall?
Oh, yes.
We said that once, didn't we?
Ah, very good.
Twice. You know where Trinity Church is in Wall Street?
I can't place it geographically, no.
I'll get you the Google Earth. Jenny's got the Google Earth. She'll show it to you. She'll show it right there. Right where Trinity and Wall Street meet, coming up from Battery Park. Bob knows it very well. He's had a lot of relations down there in Battery Park, by the way.
So we've understood, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Infamously so. So this, even though the calving, we think of the calving above the surface of the water, what you're saying is what really is going to be creating the tsunami tidal wave is what's going on below the surface as that fissure cracks open.
The flume, not to mention... The 1,109 millibars of pressure, barometric pressure, which causes the water to gain in capacity. And then when you add all the extra water and then this perfect storm, as it were, you get that, a monsoon would be a blessing.
Right. What would be the travel time of a tsunami from
700 feet, 700 miles an hour.
And what is the approximate distance between La Palma and New York City?
6 hours and 28 minutes, give or take a minute.
So you got 6 hours to get your ass out of Dodge.
Yeah, okay. And the problem is the buoys that are going to alert you to what's going on, there are four that keep track of all this, and three of them is busted. So there's only one working. So you normally would have more heads up from the seismic capacity. But,
yes.
See, they thought they was doing something when they did the HARP and the NOAA and all the woo. They thought they was doing something, but the problem is that they did it, and now guess what? They can't undo it. Troublesome it is.
I'm not sure I understand they can't undo it.
They caused these cataclysmic weather events and earth-changing events due to fill in the blank. But the problem is now they start those same processes and they can't undo them. So they can't say, oh, it's not a good idea to cause this problem because of something. But they will use it as a distraction. Say, well, we can't worry about COVID. Everybody's drowned and we can't worry about
Lord,
the vaccine.
Oh, Lord, we need more distractions now. Yes, of course.
Yes, Lord Jesus, we need FEMA. Give us some FEMA. We need some FEMA. Here's some more money. Oh, y'all need $1 trillion? Here's $1 trillion. We got an extra $1 trillion we're not going to use. We haven't used the last $1 trillion we got. We're going to get $1 trillion and we'll send it to you. It'll be good.
So how about this? They're looking for such a great distraction. Dead sloppy Joe gets wheeled out of the morgue for all the press to see. That would be prime distraction, don't you think?
That would be a very great distraction. It would.
Very good.
Greg, I just posted the social cataclysm that I had to get out before we shear the La Palma. The pizza game.
Where'd you post it, Bob?
On the chat line.
Oh, okay.
A couple, 5 minutes ago or something, 10 minutes ago. Pedophile network, based out of England, going back to Churchill, has been completely exposed. Hundreds of parliamentarians, everything. All social life is fucking shut down in Britain because of this news story, so. 2011. Right.
Now they have the documents. Before that was the story. Now they have the
proof
of the bodies.
And that's been released to all the media over there, and that's the end of social life as we know it.
Social life. Why are you, Bob? Social life.
Social life is everybody's social life was based on
LaRouche.
Fucking with little kids.
LaRouche.
Oh.
That was the ground of Satanism.
He said
Satanism.
Social life because of LaRouche. Lyndon LaRouche is why he said that.
Yeah, LaRouche exposed it.
I got news for you, buddy. Marshall McLuhan is dead. I got news for you, buddy.
Okay, so the news story that you posted, Bob, is dated 16 March 2011. So what you're saying is when the world's largest pedophile ring was uncovered, at
that
time...
They didn't have the
time,
details. Now they have the details of who's who. And it goes back to Churchill, you know, World War II.
Mm-hmm. Even old Margaret Thatcher, poor Margaret Thatcher, she helped cover it up. That's her heart.
Oh, dear.
Yeah,
all right. Wow. Okay.
And there's immediate huge ramifications of this that cannot be discussed for a while that we know about.
Bob, tell Beverly that Wells Fargo is in trouble, but they're as good as those that are in trouble right now. Do not Chase is over, but Wells Fargo, if you're not, they're going to start counting everything $600 at a time, so. You gotta watch out for that.
Yep, October 4th, 64th anniversary. It's when it all, that's the Outer Kingdom version of Rai returning to Essence, which happened on the Inner Kingdom. And the Middle
Very
Kingdom
good.
Was locked down Bob Rule.
Outstanding.
Those are the three expressions of the same cataclysm.
Very good.
And
it won't last very long. It won't last very long, but y'all should consider shorting your market a little bit because it's going to go up, and as soon as it hits that number, it's going to go, let's just put it this way. She'll be riding 6 white slaves when she comes.
Very good. All right, somebody wants to say hello, Ion.
Okay.
Hi, Ion. It's Sheila.
Hey, Diane. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Are you ready to get your ass back to painting? You better. Your little sabbatical has lasted long enough, don't you think?
It's not really sabbatical right at this moment. I'm painting something else. I know.
Well,
I have to finish.
Hurry up.
Well,
we've been working. You've been working on paintings, and we've been working on frames.
That's fair enough. Well, I certainly have disciplined hours that I know I can put in now for this current project that I can apply to the other painting. So.
Well, good. You're gonna stop making them inch and a half rabbits. You know that. You're gonna stop that. Cause you messed up everything. You add thousands of dollars to the progress of them inch and a half rabbits. That is insane. It's insidious. It's not right. No.
Yes.
It's not necessary.
I know! I listened to you and this current painting does not have that. I think it's a 3/4-inch rabbit.
I did listen. You're gonna do something with some girth, and you can have the stretcher bar across the middle if you're feeling uncomfortable. I mean, like it's just gonna last through the 1600s or something. So yeah, it's all good. If it fucks up, you can re-stretch it. It's okay. It's all right. You can do that. It's good. But
good.
Too much. Like I've got a painting. I'm gonna put it on a 4x4. four inches by 4 inches. I want it to last for 3 or 4 days. Yeah. So good. It's too much. And then it costs,
okay.
Then you want to have it re-stretched. You got to pay a couple $100 to have it re-stretched into a smaller rabbit. So, ridiculous.
Well, I did listen to you, and it's a smaller rabbit.
It's very good because then you have lots of choices, and you can really blast something. Because most of the really big goopy drippy frames don't have that much density in the middle because you got an 11-inch or a 16-inch frame. I mean, 16 inches all the way around. Well,
yeah.
If you get that far out with some drip, you can't have an inch and a half in the middle. Otherwise, it becomes inverted. And then it looks like something, it looks like crown molding. You don't want that.
No, we don't want that. No, I did listen. I paid heed. So, about...
And you need a new gold. You need a new gold. A new gold, you need a burnished gold now.
Okay, that's it for Sheila. Come on in, Leon. Thanks a lot, Sheila.
Thank you.
Thank you, darling. Burnished gold. You'll love it.
Leon has his hand up. He must have something urgent to report.
You'll have to unmute him, Bob.
He's unmuted.
You'll have to unmute himself, Bob. Sheila had a question while we were waiting on Leon. Can you hurry up with that, Sheila?
Yeah, but you fuck around with the painting talk. Okay, there's Leon.
Well, I like
that. Yes. So about that. Ion, is there a factor? Hey there. Is there a factor that was important for Flight 93?
Yes. Of course.
Was it information that was possibly could have been linked to hopefully solve something, or was there any purpose to it?
That was going into the Capitol.
Okay, so that actually had...
Capitol. Not the White House. The one that clashed in Storytown, Pennsylvania, right?
Correct, the one that crashed there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was going to the capital of Pennsylvania?
No, United States of fucking America. You know, where the bitches used to live.
Okay. And
we're going to bomb Washington, D.C., Capitol building,
gotcha.
The White House.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Not White House. Not the White House. They said it was the White House, but it was not. It was not. It was aimed for the Capitol, the dome.
The dome, and is that a certain building?
The Capitol! Come on now.
There's a building called the Capitol Building, Leon. It's
Where they do the, they used to do the Parliament, Congress stuff.
Parliament.
Carolyn called the Parliament yesterday. Well, the Queen runs the thing behind the scenes, so it is Parliament.
Oh,
and Bruce complained about that all the time.
Yeah,
actually, with British intelligence control Congress with parliamentary model.
D. Greg, we tell you about LaRouche earlier when you talking about your stuff, isn't it? LaRouche.
Now, was there a certain purpose to